sorrow. You leave me smiling tonight, but crying tomorrow. Don't you come knocking on my door, 'cause you know I don't need you anymore. Now, do you really think I'm crazy enough to go throwing my good heart?
We're here because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
Daniel Suarez has smashed the wall.
Blaney touches Keselowski, moves him up the racetrack a little bit.
Going to go to the outside now and try to make the pass, and he's going to make it happen off of turn four.
Today on the Performance Racing Network, it's the Wirth 400 from Dover Motor Speedway. Now, here are Doug Rice and Mark Garrow.
Greetings from a sun-drenched Dover Motor Speedway here in Dover, Delaware. Doug Rice, Mark Garrow with you. You'll meet the rest of the PRN crew a little bit later on in the show. Mark, such a stark contrast weather-wise to what we were looking at this time last year and the year before. No weather woes, sunny and really warm today here.
And that means, Doug, we're going to have a monster crowd here on the Monster Mile. They've been filing in all morning long, and we're getting close to a sellout here at Dover. I don't think they'll quite get there, but it is going to be a big crowd for a big race, of course, as we start to enter now the second third of our regular season.
10 races down and 26 left to go, but it's even late enough in the season now, you're starting to look at the point standings. We're following a lot of great storylines. We'll cue you in on those after we take this break.
The Wirth 400 from Dover is brought to you by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle auto, home, or motorcycle insurance. Visit progressive.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Liberty University. Enter to win one of several scholarships at liberty.edu/24. Brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Xfinity, proud premier partner of NASCAR. By Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance. GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to GEICO. Brought to you by NAPA. With a nationwide network of parts and care, NAPA helps you get up and go. WeatherGuard Truck and Van Storage. The only brand as driven as the hardworking professionals they serve. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com. By Rheem. Rheem keeps you comfortable with world-class high-efficiency heating, cooling, and water heating solutions. Visit Rheem.com to learn more. eBay Motors. Burn rubber, not cash, by shopping on eBay Motors. eBayMotors.com. And by Steven Singer Jewelers. Visit IHateStevenSinger.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Valvoline Advanced can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $35.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Today's broadcast from Dover, Delaware, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. When we return to the Monster Mile, we officially drop the green flag on the pre-race show for the Wirth 400. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Welcome back to Dover Motors Speedway for the Wirth 400 today. Looking forward to a great race. We saw some real excitement yesterday in the Xfinity show. And congratulations to Ryan Truex. Picked up his second Xfinity win and his second straight checkered flag here at Dover Motors Speedway. Wasn't a factor until the last overtime, but that's when they pay the big money. Mark Arrow and Doug Rice, and let's take a look at some of the storylines that we'll be following today. Let's continue on that Truex theme. Martin Truex Jr. got his first win ever here at Dover. This has been a great playground for him, Mark. He's not won this year. He's been pretty consistent. Is this where he strikes gold?
Very well could be, Doug, and his brother has made it a tough act to follow because a year ago, the Truex brothers swept both races at Dover. They're trying to do that again here. Overall, four Monster Mile victories for Truex. At one point, he was the runner-up three times in a row. Okay, that's past history. He's number two in the points coming in, so he's had a pretty consistent season, and he's number three in laps led. He's led seven of the first 10 races, 188 at Richmond, where he woulda, coulda, shoulda won. So it's not like he's going to come out of nowhere if he wins this race.
He's really good here, folks. 19 top 10 finishes to go along with those four W's. Averages 11.4 in the finishing order. That's pretty good at this really tricky track. Mark, we talk about him being a potential winner. There are some other teams that you think, you expect that they're going to win this year, but they haven't struck pay dirt yet. Two of them are on the front row today, Kyle Busch and Ryan Blaney. Blaney, the defending series champion. Kyle Busch won three races last year. They haven't gotten a W yet.
No, Doug, we've had seven winners in the opening 10 races, but you got to like the chances for Busch and Blaney. Busch has three victories at Dover. He's been the runner-up here four times. Blaney already has come with an eyelash of winning this year. He was second at Atlanta by just a blink of an eye and was third at Vegas. So, again, qualifying on the outside row, he's got the speed.
How about Ross Chastain? He races well here, and Ross has not gotten a W this year. Looked like he was going to have a really good finish at Texas. Got wadded up on the last lap.
Doug, a year ago, Chastain, a career best, second place at Dover after he led 98 laps. And that comes on the heels of 2022 when he led 86 laps, finished third. Not to mention on the concrete at Nashville Super Speedway. Last season, he went to victory lane.
All right, we'll see what the Watermelon Man is able to pull out here today. How about Alex Bowman making his 300th career start? And you said he doesn't really like to talk about it because during that 300 race span, he has only won seven races. There's a lot of guys that would love to say that.
Absolutely. And, Doug, he won here at Dover in 2021, and that was the year, if you remember, he led that record-breaking 1-2-3-4 finish for Hendrick Motorsports. He was also the runner-up here in 2019. I like him a lot today. And just in the dark horse category, think about Brad Keselowski. He finished second at Texas and Talladega. He's also a former winner at Dover and has three runner-ups in a row at one point here on the Monster Mile.
And, you know, as we were doing the qualifying, headline yesterday. It kind of popped out on the page at me. A guy that does not have a win here in 27 races, Joey Logano.
Don't see it
today. Is he going to go to 28, too, you think?
It's going to 28.
Wow. And it's not been inspirational so far.
Not that I'm trying to hate on Logano. It's not happening. Well, I'm sorry.
Okay. Not everybody can win, and not everybody can be picked as a pre-race favorite. So, no, that's fine. As we look at this, he drives a Ford, by the way. 10 races in, no Fords have won a truck race, an Xfinity race, or a NASCAR Cup Series race. Is today, under the beautiful, sunny Delaware skies, the day that Ford finds victory lane?
No. That's my prediction. Because at this place, Doug, in the win column, they've only had two wins in the last 13 races on the Monster Mile. So that's a little bit of history to work against. And when you look at overall, Doug, when you look at all the three series, 0-27. But they've been close, right? You had Blaney again, the runner-up at Richmond, Buescher, the runner-up at Phoenix. Brad Keselowski's been the runner-up the last two races, so they've been pretty close on the Cup Series.
But close, you know where it counts, horseshoes and hand grenades. Doesn't count out here, so we'll see how this plays out. I tend to agree with you. If a Ford wins this race today, I think it's the guy that's starting on the front row. Ryan Blaney might have a shot at it. But they haven't had the top-end speed that they flashed at the end of last year either.
Not during the race. That's the bright spot, I think, Doug, at this point for Ford. They've won 5 of the 10 pole positions. And again, Blaney, Logano, Buescher one time, Keselowski twice. Again, they've been the runner-up 5 times in the first 10 Cup races. So a little thing here or there goes their way. You don't know.
But when you win poles, people forget that before the door closes. So
what do you say? That's the drive for show.
Drive for show, putt for dough.
You got to
putt. All right, so those are some of the storylines that we'll be watching today here in the Worth 400.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
When it's time for a brake job, go with the smooth and quiet stopping power of Napa Silent Guard brakes. Available now at Napa locations nationwide. From Dover Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Welcome back to the Worth 400 here at Dover Motor Speedway. Time now for our Ream Race Day weather.
Hey, race fans, welcome to the Monster Mile here in Dover this week. We're looking at very warm conditions for the race today. Temperatures are going to be up around 81, 82, probably low 80s, and that's all going to hinge on the clouds, which we've had a few this morning, but those clouds are going to be thinning out as we get towards race time here. And as we get towards the end of the race, I expect full sunshine. So expect low 80s and very warm conditions. And unlike most of the races we've had this year, where it seems like wind has been a big factor, no wind to really speak of today. Temperatures are going to be in the low 80s, but the winds are only going to be around 5 to 10 miles per hour, so that'll make it feel a little warmer than it actually is. So perfect conditions for racing here in Dover. For the Performance Racing Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Brad Panovich.
Race day weather is brought to you by Rheem. Rheem keeps you comfortable with world-class high-efficiency heating, cooling, and water heating solutions. Visit Rheem.com to learn more.
Brad actually nailed it right to the wall right there, because temperature's almost 80 now, severe clear, not a cloud in the sky, and the flag's barely moving. There's virtually no wind, so we're going to have a great day to go racing here in Dover.
And for folks, they need to know Brad Panovich is a real meteorologist, WCNC in Charlotte, and he is immensely popular and is usually always on the money with his forecast.
Well, he was dead on the money today for sure. Time now for the Progressive Insurance Keys to Victory. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life electronic device and pet health insurance. What say you, Mr. Rice, on the keys to victory?
I think the big key to victory, this reminds me, there's a Bay Area band called Tower of Power. Great horn band, by the way.
Okay.
They have a song called Monster on a Leash. That's what you have to do today. You've got to keep the monster on a leash. You cannot let this thing reach out and chew up your race car. We saw three of them get bit yesterday just in practice and qualifying. Don't let the racetrack beat you. Respect the racetrack, and maybe it'll treat you kindly, and you can get out of here with your car intact.
That's number one for me as well. Number two, Doug, this pit road is a very narrow pit road. The speed's 35 miles per hour. We've seen green flag pit stops. We've seen cars in contention where it went all wrong when they came down pit road. Either they got caught speeding, had a bad pit stop. So you've got to be really right on pit road today. This is a tricky pit road, Doug, because say at Charlotte Motor Speedway, you get pushed out in the outer lane and you go out in the grass a little bit, go around somebody. Well, guess what? Here at Dover, there's a wall to the inside of pit road and there's a wall to the outside, which is the inside wall to the racetrack. So it gets very, very thin, especially under yellow flag pit stops. You can get in there and start bouncing off each other. So I think pit road is going to be a very critical mass place this afternoon.
I think pit road execution too, Mark, and we've seen that this year. Especially, I think Kyle Busch has had the season he's had partly because of miscues and mistakes on pit road. You cannot have those, because your recovery time here, if you give up any time on pit road, you're going to find yourself a lap down at this place.
Doug, even at race pace, they're circling this racetrack 22, 23 seconds. If you come down pit road, get busted for speeding under green, that's it. You're done. You're just going to go down two, three, maybe even four laps.
So those are our progressive keys to victory here today in the Worth 400 at Dover Motor Speedway. And
guess what? Coming up on the pre-race show, the Steven Singer Jewelers Pit Road Preview.
Napa! Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
I hate Steven Singer. Steven Singer Jewelers is the most hated jeweler in America by other jewelers because they have the world's best gift. Roses are the number one gift on Mother's Day, but a week later they're in the trash. So get mom a gift she'll cherish forever. A real rose dipped in pure 24 karat gold, guaranteed to last forever. Go to IHateStevenSinger.com to check out his newly released exclusive red wine rose for just $69. Free shipping, free personalized love note, and free lifetime guarantee. That's IHateStevenSinger.com.
Feel like you're in the driver's seat and never miss a second of the race action with Racing Electronics. Listen in on uncensored audio from every team in the race. See them in the vendor area to purchase yours today or learn more at racingelectronics.com. When we return, again, the Stephen Singer Jewelers Pit Road Preview. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport, Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Welcome back to the Monster Mile on a sunny Sunday here in Dover, Delaware. So glad you could join us here on PRN. And right now, it's time for the Stephen Singer Jewelers Pit Road Preview. Get the world's best Mother's Day gift from Stephen Singer Jewelers. A real rose dipped in pure 24-karat gold. Guaranteed to last a lifetime. Only at IHateStephenSinger.com. Brad Gilley.
Mark, my pit road preview actually happens outside of the racetrack and all of the fun things happening before we race for 400 miles today. The fan zone here at Dover Motor Speedway is incredible. One of the best on the circuit, if not the best. Whether it is the big giant Miles the Monster, where earlier Jose Casillo and Monca Palumbo were out there interviewing drivers like William Byron and others, to the world's largest rubber duck, which this thing is massive, by the way. All the souvenir haulers, monster truck rides happening out there, everything. Walking out in the fan zone before the race here today just is such a great preview for the energy we're about to have here on the racetrack, and I have to hand it to Dover Motor Speedway. They truly knocked it out of the park. How about you, Wendy Venturini?
Well, the interesting thing, we've talked about the weather and the big change from yesterday and 25 degrees hotter today on Sunday, but here's another step further. The warmest weather we've had here at Dover with this car is today. We've never seen this warm of temperatures at Dover Motor Speedway with this car. That's the feedback that I received from a lot of the crew chiefs in the garage this morning. What does that mean on the racetrack? Well, the temp being warmer, it's going to slow these cars down. We had super fast pace yesterday during practice and qualifying. We're going to go much slower today. The grip level's changing. How well the tires will wear and the rubber laying down, which will allow the drivers to move around this racetrack a little bit differently than we've seen all weekend here at Dover.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Chatted with Ryan Blaney earlier today, and he said with these hot temps, that's going to be rubber on rubber, and that can get really slippery, so we'll see how that plays out. And Brad mentioned the world's largest rubber duck is over in the fan zone.
40 feet tall?
60 feet.
60 feet tall.
60 feet tall and weighs 15 tons. It's shown up in a lot of places. I think they've had it up in Chicago, out on the river, on the lakefront, in Toronto, and other places. How it got here, I don't know.
You know what the next thing you have to say? I think we're going to need a bigger bathtub.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I can't really go anywhere with that we can have on a family show, but it is cool. They've got it over there near Miles the Monster. They practically have a menagerie in the fan zone here. So thanks a lot to Wendy and Brad for those great updates. Coming up in a little bit, we will have our O'Reilly Auto Parts feature media buzz, and then a little bit later after that, we'll be chatting with some of the drivers competing today in the Worth 400.
It's time now for the O'Reilly Auto Parts media buzz, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With Holly Kane to the NASCAR Wire Service, Holly, at Talladega, did Ford miss their best chance for the near future to pick up a win?
It missed an obvious chance because there were so many running right up front and running right behind Michael McDowell. When you talk to the Ford drivers, they tend to say it could be the next race. They aren't nearly as disheartened, maybe, as everybody else that has given commentary about them. But I think that was one of the really good opportunities that they're going to have. A lot of the Ford drivers have wins at Dover in Fords. They're going to have a bunch of mile and a half tracks. We'll see how that all shakes out. But yeah, I think Ford was disappointed in not getting the win, but I think they were encouraged by the way they ran.
With Dustin Long of NBC Sports, Dustin, they've announced that for the All-Star race, teams are going to have the option of running a softer tire. You think that may be the answer to improving the short track racing?
It's a step. Whether it will or not, we'll see. You're encouraged by the fact that NASCAR, Goodyear, the drivers, everybody's willing to try something. Look, and the drivers have said, let's do something. We've got to soften up the tire. Like, the drivers are talking about more horsepower. That's not going to happen. So, okay, what's the next option? It's the tire. What can be done? You know, even last year, they were looking at ways to soften the tire or to make them wear a little bit more. And this is being a little bit more aggressive on it. And that's what drivers have said, is like, let's just really go after it and see what we get and how that can help moving forward.
The O'Reilly Media Buzz, presented by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Veriscan is a free check engine light testing program that pulls from over 600 million vehicle scans, confirmed by ASC-certified technicians, to provide a simple report and possible fixes. Available exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Huh. Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Hey racing fans, William Byron here, driver of the number 24 Liberty University Chevy. I'm excited to tell you that Liberty is giving away $74,000 in scholarships. Winners can choose from over 600 online programs of study and join me as a Liberty student. Get your future on track today. Learn more about Liberty University's $74,000 scholarship giveaway at liberty.edu/24. That's liberty.edu/24.
WeatherGuard is the proud sponsor of today's WeatherGuard work crew. When it comes to race day, nobody is more driven than the safety and ops teams keeping the track running like a well-oiled machine, and they've got a big job here today. And when it comes to pro-focus truck and van equipment, nobody is more driven than the folks at WeatherGuard. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com. From Dover Motor Speedway, the Monster Mile, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Soil health is one of the most important parts of your farm. Without good soil health, crop yields are affected, and so is your bottom line. Bluff Country Feed and Seed can help improve your soil health with products from Midwestern BioAg. With dry and liquid biologic fertilizers that help the soil hold nutrients for your crop, to soil and plant testing to find out how much and what type of fertilizer you need. Bluff Country Feed and Seed will improve your farm's profitability through improved soil health. Start improving your farm soil health today. Call or visit Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi or visit them online at bluffcountryfs.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A big crowd is filing into the grandstands. A big crowd is at the stage here at the Monster Mile in Dover, Delaware, as we get ready for driver introductions for the Worth 400 coming up later on here in just a bit. Our O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters are about to get busy. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Let's go down to Brad Gilley.
Last year, Martin Truex Jr. got to celebrate in victory lane twice, as his brother Ryan Truex had won his first career Xfinity race on Saturday, and then Martin won his fourth Dover race on Sunday. And Martin, no pressure at all today because your brother Ryan won yesterday as well. So how about another Truex sweep of the Monster Mile?
Well, it sure would be cool to be able to do that again. It was a big day yesterday for Ryan again. That was a lot of fun, and he definitely put the pressure on to get the sweep 2 years in a row. So we'll see what we can do with our Bass Pro Camry. Felt pretty close yesterday, but completely different conditions today with the heat and the sun being out. So hopefully we can do what we did last year, just hang around, you know, the first half of the race and then get the thing dialed in for the second half and get to work.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, Martin Truex Jr. is going to roll off 15th. Brett McMillan.
Well, I'm here with Corey Heim, who's got fill-in duty today, filling in for the injured Eric Jones. How excited are you about your first Cup Series race today?
Yeah, I'm cautiously excited about it. I mean, it's a short week for me with you know, the late notice and whatnot, but you know, I couldn't be prouder of you know, everyone at Legacy Motor Club for helping me and supporting me getting ready for this race in a short notice. So obviously everyone over here is wishing Eric's getting better as soon as possible, but until then I'm going to try to do my best to keep this 43 team afloat. So my Dollar Tree Camry's been good so far, and I feel like we've made a lot of gains in a short amount of time, so can't wait.
All right, he's starting 32nd today, Wendy Venturini.
Brad Keselowski down here talking with Martin Truex Jr. and Ryan Blaney about today's race here at Dover. Brad, I want to ask you your opinion. Now, we talked about weather this weekend, and is it going to make a big difference for you on that racetrack and the grip out there?
I can't see how it does. You know, we're glad it's hot. Although it'll be hot in the car, it'll hopefully help the track, Wendy, where it'll take some rubber, and you'll be able to manage your tires a lot better. So that'll be good for the drivers. The heat, not so much, but I also think it'll be good for the fans because I think the track will get a lot wider. They'll be able to run from the top to the bottom and see a lot more passing. So definitely way different conditions than we had yesterday.
Sooner or later before we see that passing? Very early or later in the race?
I think you'll see it a lot in the middle of the race for sure.
That's Brad Keselowski, and he starts 24th today. Brad Gilley.
Alex Bowman making his 300th career start here today at Dover, and what better track to do it, Alex, because in your last three appearances here, three top fives, including that big win you had in 2021. How about another dominant performance today?
Yeah, I think we're certainly capable of it. This is one that I've been excited for quite a bit. So I was pretty happy with my Ally Camaro when we unloaded. Kind of throughout practice, maybe wasn't it didn't refire as well as I wanted it to, but that first run was really good, and we qualified okay. So we'll wait and see what happens. I think tire wear is a big question mark. There's a lot of questions going into today with such a big weather change, but I'm excited for it and think we'll have a shot.
All right, Alex Bowman's going to roll off 9th today. Wendy Venturini.
Christopher Bell yesterday in qualifying. He'll be starting 33rd, and the reason for that, a little bit of issue. I talked to you and your crew chief, Adam Stevens, yesterday. You guys decided to fix the race car. How bad was it, in your opinion, and what's your concern for today?
I don't know. That's not my department. So, obviously, the fact that they fixed it means that it wasn't terrible. So, yeah, we got our primary car, and it's a primary for a reason, and the backup's in the trailer for a reason. So that's good. And I know that I've got, you know, amazing caliber mechanics working on this 20 car, so hopefully I can get the Yahoo camera up front.
How much are you looking forward to make some passing with the warmer weather today?
Yeah, it's going to help a lot. Hopefully, you know, hopefully it gets wide, which I expect it will. It normally does here. Yeah, we just need some rubber on the track, and then we should be able to open the groove up a lot.
All right, have a good race out there. That's Christopher Bell, and he starts 33rd.
Thanks a lot there, Wendy. That interview with Christopher Bell brought to you by Rheem. Rheem, provider of a new degree of comfort. Visit Rheem.com to find a contractor near you. Now let's check in with Brad Gilley.
Chase Elliott was the first driver to win in the next-gen car at the Monster Mile. He did that back in 2022. Of course, got a win here in 2018. Three top fives in your last five appearances here, Chase, but you're going to have to drive up through the field. How do you do that over 400 laps to get to victory lane?
Yeah, better get going, right? A long ways to go, but... yeah, this place is so tough. You know, track position can be a really big deal here, just like it is everywhere else now. But certainly trying to widen that groove as much as you can. And when you qualify as bad as I did yesterday, you're at risk of going a lap down really fast. Just with how much pace clean air can give the leader. So, yeah, got to get going or we're going to be in big trouble.
All right, after his win at Texas, Chase Elliott looking forward to trying to get the victory lane here at Dover.
That interview with Chase brought to you by Napa. When it comes to brakes, Napa Silent Guard brakes deliver the noise-reducing OE quality performance drivers demand. They're available now at Napa. Back down to Brett McMillan.
Here with Tyler Reddick coming off that win at Talladega last week. How much does a win just help the whole team?
It certainly helps a lot. You know, I think we've had the speed and capability to get wins so far this year. They haven't panned out. So, yeah, for us, it meant a lot to steal one like that, especially coming off of Texas where, I feel like we let one get away. So it was all around just what the team needed.
You've had a couple of top six finishes here. This is going to be completely different from what you saw yesterday. How much does that give you confidence, though, when you guys get your arm starting in front to stay there?
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like we've been really doing a good job of coming out some fast Toyota Camrys at 23-11. So, yeah, for me, I mean, it's just we'll just see how it all plays out. You know, I do have a lot of confidence in our team and what we've been bringing. So, you know, it's not just going to be us fighting it. The whole field is, and qualifying fourth will certainly be a help in that.
You heard it. He's starting fourth today. That's Tyler Reddick.
And by starting fourth, that makes him the Toyota top performer in qualifying. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. We will now visit with Wendy Venturini.
William Byron starting third, a very fast race car yesterday. Do you think it's going to translate to today?
I hope so. I think the track will be quite a bit different here, but hopefully our adjustments are in the right direction, you know, here to start. We have track position, which always helps here, you know, typically no matter what your balance is. So just excited for the start of the race and try to get some stage points. That's where we've been kind of lacking this year, and obviously want to compete, you know, at the end for the win.
All right, good luck out there. I saw Rudy Fugel down on pit road. He's focused. He's ready for you by the car, guys.
And that interview with William Byron brought to you by Liberty University. Following William Byron's lead, well, it just got easier. Liberty University is giving away several scholarships in the LU24 $74,000 scholarship giveaway. Go to liberty.edu/24 for details. That's liberty.edu/24. Down to Brad Gilley.
Last year's runner-up here at the Monster Mile was Ross Chastain. Now, Ross, we know you know how to win on concrete tracks because you dominated Nashville last year. But what about here at Dover? What's this track going to be like today as compared to yesterday?
Yeah, it's going to be slick. I think that with the sun out, it's a lot different than yesterday. But we've had really good speed here, and it feels good. I hit the apron in qualifying, so definitely not starting where we should. But I think we can go take the bite to some of these guys for sure in our Miss Chevy.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, Ross Chastain is going to try and take his car from the 22nd starting position. And we'll be back with more driver interviews as we get ready for today's Worth 400 here at Dover Motor Speedway.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPB LLC.
From Dover, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamsuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Welcome back here to Dover Motor Speedway, where driver introductions are underway. The crowd is hype. It is happening here in Dover, Delaware today. I'm with AJ Allmendinger. AJ, you start 10th today. How do you feel about the double duty weekend and how much the cars have changed with the weather going into today?
Yeah, my body's not happy about the double duty weekend. I'm a little sore after the Xfinity race yesterday, but that's the funny thing. I actually get more tired driving those than I do these things. You got to drive these cars a lot straighter. You can't slide them around. So, you know, I think it's just about trying to really assess where we are on the cup side of it. Our Action Industry Chevy was pretty good yesterday. Track's going to be totally different today. Hopefully it lays some rubber down. You know, and just try to put a solid day. I think if our group, we can run inside the top 15, that's a great day.
All right, that's AJ Allmendinger. He starts 10th. One row on the inside, right behind AJ, will be Austin Cindric starting 11th. Austin, we just heard AJ talk about that rubber. How much are you expecting the track to be able to widen out for you?
Well, I mean, based off of last year and the temperature, it's best case scenario. So hopefully we don't see what we have yesterday. But quick stick Mustang's pretty good. We'll see how it goes.
All right, and he's getting called across the stage. That was a tight one. Thank you to Austin Cindric. Let's go over to Brett McMillan.
All right, here with Chase Briscoe. Chase, you're starting in the top 10 today. You've had a lot of consistent runs lately in that 6th to 13th range. How much better is this team than it was a year ago?
It's way better than it was a year ago, for sure. You know, last year it was a struggle for us to even run 15th. And this year it seems like even on a bad day we're, you know, 13th, 14th, 15th. So, yeah, we've been way better everywhere we go this year, and that's just a testament to everybody's Stuart Haas. So hopefully we can continue to build on it. Like you said, we've pretty consistently been 6th to 13th, but we need a little bit more to kind of break into that top five. So hopefully today's the day, and, yeah, we definitely need a good one just with how tight the points are. So that's what we're trying to do.
All right, let's go to Brad Gilley.
All right, if you look at the Miles the Monster Trophy right now before the race, it has Ryan Blaney's car in it. That's because he represents a great sponsor in Worth. It was the sponsor of today's race. Great-looking car, too, and boy, Ryan, it'd be a shame if they had to take that car out of the Monster's hand to put someone else in there. So how do you keep yours there?
Yeah, we're going to try our best to keep that car where it should be, and that's in Miles' hands. But, like you said, great partner with Worth, huge day for them with, you know, being the title sponsor of the race, being on our car, you know, really great partner of ours. So that'd be one of the coolest things, right, if you can win with the title sponsor on your car. So I think we have a good shot today. It's just honestly just a matter of trying to keep up with the racetrack. You know, it's changed a lot from yesterday and practice and qualifying, and how do you adjust to that? And hopefully we hit it right and can end up victory lane.
All right, there he is, your outside pole sitter, Ryan Blaney, Brett McMillan.
Noah Gregson, fifth starting spot today. How tough is it going to be to stay up front?
It's going to be important. I think track position is really important. We're really looking forward to today, starting fifth, and hope to put on a good show for the fans.
All right, that's Noah Gregson, Wendy Venturini.
And I'm with Kyle Busch. One win for the weekend starting on the pole. I call it a win in your weekend. How good does that feel?
It feels good. I mean, anytime you're able to be up front and racing with everybody, you know, that's a good starting spot for us, and want to stay there, want to maintain that all day long, get in a good spot to be able to finish well. So thanks to everybody at RCR, ECR. Our Farke Chevrolet is right there where we want it, and now we got to execute the day.
How much racier will it be today?
I don't know. I hope a lot, because the weather's really warm. Hopefully the rubber goes down, track gets dark, and guys can move around. Practice was really one lane.
Thank you, Kyle. That's our pole sitter. Drivers have teddy bears in their hands to throw out to the crowd here, Doug.
All right, that's an awesome gift. By the way, earlier today I had the pleasure of emceeing an event with the defending NASCAR Cup Series champion, Ryan Blaney. He is carrying the Worth colors here today. A little more pressure in the Worth 400. Brad Gilley had a chance to chat with those folks.
We're looking forward to a big day of racing here today at Dover Motor Speedway with the Worth 400. And we are joined now by the Executive Vice President, Worth Line Craft Division North America, Tom O'Neill, to tell us about Worth and the products they make.
The Worth Group is about a $20 billion family-owned business that was started in Germany 70 years ago, selling screws in Europe. Over the last 70 years, our founder, Reinhold Worth, Professor Worth, built this business to a $20 billion organization that operates 80 countries with 400 different companies. We're in industrial distribution, everything from aftermarket car parts, and then we have a whole entire building materials side, which is all of your kitchen cabinet accessories for your kitchens and your homes.
And Worth's affiliation with racing has been real strong in the sport of NASCAR.
So the Worth Group partnered up with the Penske organization 13 years ago with Sam Hornish and Brad Kay, and then we had the honor of being with Ryan Blaney and the 12 team. The most exciting thing about my job is I get to work a lot directly with the Wirth family, who are very involved in the business. Our founder still goes to work every day. So do his grandchildren and his daughter. And the NASCAR program goes all the way up to his level. And when we presented the concept of a Wirth 400, in addition to our Team Penske sponsorship, he was 100% in support of it because of the customer base and the class of the NASCAR program.
PRN would like to thank Wirth for their support of Dover Motor Speedway and welcome the hundreds of customers who are at the track today.
This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Uh-huh.
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added knives?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing? If you can juggle it all, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. Formula Drift is a registered trademark of Formula Drifts Holdings, LLC.
I'm what you might call very good at hide and seek. And since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my super secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my favorite...
Ha! Found ya.
How?
You left to find my tablet on.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi on the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is here to satisfy your sweet morning cravings. Get your day off to a sweet start with a Cinnabon Pull-Apart, only at participating U.S. Wendy's. From Dover Motors Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. And we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together.
Here's Christopher Bell.
My Toyota Camry TRD race car isn't cheap to build and prepare. I have a pit crew that maintains and fixes my equipment. I have a spotter high above the track watching my back, talking me through turns and potential dangers on the track. I physically train to handle the stress of driving. And I have software helping my crew chief and engineers make the right strategy calls. And with all this, I never take my eyes off the road, and neither should you. One distraction can change everything in one instant.
We're back at Dover, Delaware, the Dover Motor Speedway, the Monster Mile, getting ready with the Wirth 400. I'm Mark Carroll, along with Doug Rice. Joining us in the turns today is going to be Pat Patterson, and it's time now for the State Water Heater's View from the Turns. What say you, Mr. Patterson?
Oh, first of all, happy race day to one and all, and a big shout-out to our friends at State Water Heaters and all those boys and girls over in eastern Tennessee that make the world's greatest water heater. Well, if you were drawing up a day weather-wise to go race at Dover, you could not make it any better than it is today. 24 degrees of banking in the corners, you all know that. 9 degrees up and down the straightaways, you know that. I stand up here in the Turn 3 grandstand. I look at two crossover bridges, one of them at the exit of Turn number 2, the other one at the entrance to Turn number 3. The big Bally's Casino is off to my left. As we said, it's concrete. So what does it look like? Well, it looks like concrete. What they want it to look like before the day is all over is they want it to have a lot of black of tire rubber all over this racetrack. That's what's going to make it real exciting this afternoon. Exiting these corners, you already heard a couple of drivers say it in their interviews just a few moments ago. These cars like to be pointed. They like to be straight. They don't like to slide. And when they start sliding, they create a lot of problems. Dover is the perfect place to throw that scenario at these drivers. I'll be picking up the action somewhere between turns 1 and 2, bring you around here to turns 3 and 4. Doug and Mark will pick it back up. We have got a great crowd, and we are going to have one fun race today here in Dover.
It is a true oval. The front and back straightaways about 1,100 feet long, about 4 football fields. The corners, same banking. The other thing that makes this track very unique, the front and back straightaways
are banked, and they're banked pretty steeply, so it's a self-cleaning track. You hit the outside wall, you're also going to hit the inside wall. And that is the view from the turns, brought to you by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you.
We're just about 6 minutes away from pre-race ceremonies here at Dover Motor Speedway as we run through our pre-race show, and we'll be back and get down trackside here shortly.
Napa! Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
When we come back to Dover, we'll talk to the winningest driver ever on the Monster Mile. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to Dover Motor Speedway for the Worth 400. And if you look at Victory Lane at Dover, you're going to see a nice plaque there with an 11-time winner on it, documenting all the trips that Jimmy Johnson has made to Victory Lane here. And Jimmy, I was looking at the plaque earlier thinking they have a row of 6 wins and they have a row of 5 wins. So that means there's room for another win. It seemed like when practice came out yesterday, you took to this track like a duck to water. Pretty amazing. How does it feel being back at a track where you've dominated?
It's been great to be back, and certainly at a track that I've enjoyed so much throughout my career. I think I first came here in 1998 in an ASA car and just fell in love with the track then, and it's always been my favorite on the circuit. So given the chance with Dollar Tree and Family Dollar to pick an event that I wanted to run, it was a really easy choice for me. I want to bring this Toyota to Dover and to my favorite track. And I'm glad there's an open spot on that plaque. I think it's a bit out there to think I'm a favorite for it. You know, there's so many elements of race day that matter, on pit road, off pit road, green flag stops. And these guys that do it each and every week are just on it. So I'm going to give my best, give 100%. And who knows, if things roll our way, maybe we can roll this 84 car into Victory Lane.
All right, great to see you back here at the Monster.
Thank you. Great to be here.
All right, there is 11-time winner Jimmy Johnson here at Dover Motor Speedway. He's going to roll off 27th today. And, guys, he's won from the back before. We'll see what he can do again here in this Toyota Camry XSE.
Oh, by the way, Jimmy Johnson, number one in laps led at Dover, 3,113. That's a big number, too.
And he holds another distinction. He is the only member of the Hall of Fame for NASCAR that's actually racing today.
Oh, wow.
Think about that. Okay. That don't happen too often, that you're in a sports Hall of Fame and you're participating. So JJ trying to add to that total today. I'd like to see a good run out of that car, really would, and have him be competitive. He's had some rough starts so far this year. We'd like for it to be a lot smoother today.
Doug, certainly the comfort level here, you kind of hope things go right for him. By the way, stages today, stage one, lap 120. Stage two ends at lap 250, and then a 150 lap run to make up the 400 laps in the Worth 400. Pit road speed 35. Pace car will run 45 miles per hour. Our NASCAR starter today is Joey Aycock, the pace car driver Jesse Dolivoot. And by the way, the purse, it can't get any closer, Doug, to $8 million. $7.99 million on the line today in the Worth 400.
So a lot of cash out there. By the way, we want to thank each and every radio station that gives up their time so folks can hear NASCAR racing here on the Performance Racing Network. To all of our terrestrial affiliates, thank you so much for your dedication to our great sports, and of course to the folks at Sirius XM Channel 90, and maybe even to you people that are out there listening on the app somewhere. Thanks a lot for downloading the GoPRN app, or maybe you're tuned in on NASCAR.com. The big thing is, Mark, there's a lot of ways to hear what we put out here on the Performance Racing Network.
Absolutely. I used to love to do those talk shows and we get a call from the Philippines. Remember that time?
We literally have folks listening all around the globe, and
Absolutely.
It's a big responsibility. And now it's time for us to go trackside and get it all started here at the Monster Mile.
Please rise as you are able and remove your hats. And veterans, render a hand salute and direct your attention to the flag on the racetrack. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome from Hightstown, New Jersey, Chaplain of Calvary Assembly of God, Dan Schaefer.
Shall we pray? Almighty God, we stand here today, and we sit here today with gratefulness for this country that we live in. We pray for our military. We pray for our firefighters. We pray for our EMTs. We pray for those who keep us safe. And now we ask you, as we always do, for a great race, for a safe race. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Shalom.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome the United States Naval Academy Drum and Bugle Corps.
Completes the pre-race show here in Dover. Coming up next, we'll be back for the Worth 400.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
From Dover Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground.
moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
Smallest state with only three counties, and the lowest state at just 60 feet above sea level. But this time each year, it rises to the occasion of hosting some of the most thrilling NASCAR racing on the circuit, dating back to 1969 when Richard Petty took a win here. But just 1 year ago, it was true.